Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Torino Film Festival. I'm with Harry Cepka, and Grace Glowicki, director and actress of RAF, a screening hearing competition. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, I didn't know it was Cepka. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Easier in Italian, so.
Yeah.
So, first of all, for our radio listeners, how would you describe RAF? Both of you, how would you describe RAF?
RAF, the film, it's sort of a character study, I think, about a frustrated artist who has lost her way until she, by chance, makes friends with a woman who is much wealthier than her, named Tal. And it's sort of a character study about their power dynamic and the rise and fall of their friendship.
Good, and I would agree with that.
But how would you describe Raph then?
Like the character?
The character.
I would say she's definitely a loner. She's isolated. She feels disconnected, I think, from other people. A repressed artist, depressed, lost, just a really confused, lonely person that has potential to express something but doesn't quite know how.
What was the starting point for you, Harry? I heard in the press conference that you said that it was like your thesis film, in a way.
Yes, so this all came about in a certain way because I realized I had the ability to make a feature film for a fraction of a normal budget with a group of friends, and I had to act quickly. And so I wanted to make something very intimate and personal and small. And so I recruited about 8 friends and 2 of my best friends, Grace and Jesse, who I knew were very good actors. And I wrote something specifically for them. 6 months later, we were shooting it. So it all happened very quickly. And it was, in many ways, kind of an experiment to see if we could pull off a feature film. We really just all got together and sort of all pitched in and did it.
Here's a question for both of you. sometimes I've been told that I see coming-of-age films wherever. I say not only the one defining, being defined as coming-of-age, but normally. Mm-hmm. But would you say that in this case, I'm right?
This is a coming-of-age film?
Yeah, in a way.
We had this idea that it's sort of an anti-coming-of-age film.
I like that. I'll accept that.
There's this one scene where Raph is accosting these 2 teenagers, and she says, "Do you know how old I am? I'm 29. And it's sort of like she's almost announcing that she's too old for all of this, you know. I think it's sort of an inside joke in the film. So I think it has a lot of the tropes of a coming-of-age film, but it's sort of like, it brings up as many questions as answers. And Raph at the end is changed, but I think it's not clear where she's going next.
Do you want to add something?
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking there is like coming-of-age... I don't think it's a coming-of-age film because she's a 29-year-old woman, but it's certainly a coming into awareness. Like, she gains an awareness that she didn't have before, and so I think it follows a similar dynamic to a coming-of-age film, but really it's just like a coming out of some kind of self-ignorance.
Is it really true that our personality can be shaped by who we surround ourselves with?
Yes, I think we're all defined by our relationships. I mean, some people more than others. And I think that we were saying earlier that Raph is sort of a permeable person in that she has a lack or maybe a void in her life that the other character, Tal, easily fills. Where she lacks confidence, Tal has confidence. Where she lacks... authority, Tal brings authority. And that's what is so intoxicating about Tal for Raph. So Raph, I think, is sort of perhaps more influenced by other people than average, but I think in general, you know, you grow with people and they influence you, and I think that's what much of cinema is about, you know, exploring relationships and how complicated they are.
I have to say that even if it's toxic, I really enjoyed watching the two playing together and talking and do stuff. And so I was wondering, since you're all friends, how did you create this power dynamics at this toxic relationship that I imagine there's not in real life?
Great question. Well, you know, part of it is just the story, and they have to, you know, inhabit these things that I tell them to do. but also, I knew that, you know, Jessie has, like, as a person, she has a natural sort of presence and confidence, and that Grace is so talented at being vulnerable and sensitive. And so the casting was made it sort of easy to then portray these two characters. But then it was, you know, they're both so charismatic in their own way and very comfortable with improv and with, you know, just playing at a dynamic that I think it was very easy for them to kind of click into the chemistry that was needed to be there to kind of make the whole film work. Do you have anything there?
And Grace, you're also a director. You're going to present your film here and in a few days. Was this something positive for you? I mean, being also a director, or is something difficult for you because, you know, you tend to mix things in a way and it's difficult to receive orders?
I think it actually makes acting much, when you're acting under the right director, It makes it much easier, because as a director you have so much more to deal with that then, because we shot, Harry was my AD on the film that I directed, so we made that film together, and then what felt like 6 months later we made Raff together, and by the time we made Raff, getting to like not be a director and to just be an actor felt incredibly, I was like, this is the easiest job in the world. And like I would look over at Harry, who had like a million people asking him questions, and I was like, I'm very happy to submit to the right person. I'm very happy to submit as an actor. And as a director too, I've really learned that that's how a good movie is made, is you have to, a director is the leader and everyone else supports the director, and that's how you get a good, clear, clean movie. And so I've really learned as a director how to support a director when I'm working under them.
Well, last thing, how did you create the details? Like, why techno?
Oh, well, the techno was... So I thought of Raph as a frustrated artist who... it's situated in my hometown of Vancouver, which is sort of far away from many of the cultural hubs of North America and Europe. And so techno to me was this kind of like distant signifier of cosmopolitanism and sort of a glamorous life that Raph did not have access to, but fantasized about. So to me, it was sort of an indication of what her fantasy might look like. And then other details like, for example, the characters that Raph has, like Skater Boy and Bodine and all of these strange characters, those come from skits we used to make. They're sort of inside jokes that we had. And that was the easiest part, because I would say, just do Skater Boy or do Raph. And Grace would know exactly what I'm talking about. So that a lot of the details were the easiest part, because they come out of something we already knew.
And they're the best thing sometimes, you know, that because makes a person, it makes a character a person. Thank you so much, Harry Czepka and Grace Kowicki, for being here with us and talk about Raph in competition here at the Torino Film Festival, the 37th edition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.